The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
Dear, you wake?
Yes, I'm awake. I can't sleep.
What time is it?
I don't know. It's 3:30. Well, I just can't sleep.
Shh, darling, you wake Betsy and
well,
the baby.
I'm sorry.
What's the trouble? Well, I mean, I know it's not very convenient here, but...
Convenient? I'm going crazy living here with Madge and Charlie, stuck up here in this room over the garage. No decent windows for ventilation, no place to hang your clothes, everything all over. I bet I have cracked my head on that bean 200 times this past week.
Please, dear, please.
Never eating dinner before 10 o'clock at night at the earliest, because Charlie has to unwind before he can eat.
Well, dear, I suppose we were lucky they took us in. We were certainly in a spot, and it'll only be another week.
Another week? We called Dibble yesterday. He said it didn't sound as though our new house would be ready in another week.
Well, instead of calling Mr. Dibble on the phone all the time, why don't you go out to the new house and talk to him and sort of pin him down?
I haven't driven out there because I get so darn discouraged I can hardly stand it.
Well, I drove past our old house today and it seemed so funny to see other people living there.
We never should have sold it. We never should have built a new house. Never.
Oh, no, honey. Everything always looks blackest in the middle of the night. You'll feel much better in the morning, dear.
In the morning, I'm going to feel worse sitting there at that breakfast table with Madge and those curlers and that awful bathrobe she wears, clutching her coffee cup like a zombie. And Charlie, I tell you, if that guy whacks me on the back just once more,
Charlie,
will not be responsible.
Be quiet. I'll try to get some sleep. Madge and Charlie may have strange ways, but we are here, and let's make the best of it.
Yeah, I know. I get so frantic when I think of all the money we're spending for that new house. I just get sort of panicky.
All right,
you know,
darling, we'll make out. We always do. Someday we're going to laugh at all this.
Yeah, 50 years from now when I get the mortgage paid off.
It won't take you that long. I have all the confidence in the world in you. Now lie down, darling, and try to sleep.
I am getting up early in the morning and driving out to our new house. And by golly, I am going to get some action.
What do you do with your daytimes? Well, what I'm getting at is, are you doing enough with your weekdays? Now, if you're one of these all-work-and-no-play Janes or Johns, we have a brace of work softeners on tap each weekday in the Howard Miller Show and Art Linkletter's House Party. Howard Miller, one of the breeziest personalities the Windy City ever produced, happens to be one of the nation's top experts in the popular music field. He often talks to other experts and to your favorite stars. And that makes each Howard Miller show something to smile about. A real pleasure to hear. As for Art Linkletter's House Party, well, you never know what'll happen next when Art and his gang blend their surefire ingredients, Hollywood stars, studio guests, and plenty of lively games for them to play. So I'll tell you what you do. You stay with CBS Radio Monday through Friday for Art Linkletter's House Party and the Howard Miller Show. They're both on most of these same stations.
There he is, dear, over there.
Yeah, I see him. Mr. Dibble, can we see you for a minute, please?
Now, just tell him we have to move in by October 1st. He promised us September 1st. Now, you just be firm and stick to your guns.
Yes, I'll be firm.
Good
morning.
Good morning, Mr. Dibble.
Good morning, Mr. Dibble. We want to talk to you.
Yeah. Well, I can tell from the looks on your faces that you're ready for bear, but no use talking. This place won't be fit to live in by October 1st.
And why not? And now, just why not?
You promised us September 1st, Mr. Dibble, in the beginning.
Yeah. No. We've been all through that quite a few times. And as I said to you then, and I say it again to you now, there's been several setbacks, which weren't no fault of mine.
Yes, I know all that. But don't you see our situation here, Mr. Dibble? We sold our other house. We've moved out of it.
And we're staying with friends who were nice enough to take us in, but it's rather difficult for everybody, you know.
All those things never work out, never do. Friend of mine, I know him 40 years, I guess. He got in a spot, he moved in with us for a month.
Yes.
Never spoke to him since.
Yes, well,
where goes, you know? Never know people till you live with them.
Well, that is why we're anxious to move into our new house.
Well, I don't blame you at all. I'd be sort of going crazy if it were me.
Well, I am sort of going crazy, and that is
just
why
here,
I have...
Here, dear, now, just what seems to be holding everything up, Mr. Dibble?
You mean everything has gone wrong, or you want me to mention just one or two things?
Everything. Everything.
Well, let's go on in. I'll point them out. Now, to begin with, they sent all the wrong size windows.
Oh.
Had to send them back. Then they sent us the wrong size again.
Oh.
Had to send those back. So we're waiting for those now. Here, watch your step there.
But here, take my hand.
No, I'm all right. Go on in. Where is the fan light that's supposed to be above the front door?
Yeah, well, that's another thing. Well, that's got to be all cut out. Door will have to be reframed all over again.
Well,
when you're building a house, just one thing after another, all of them going wrong, too.
Yeah, all right. What else?
Well, now you've got to keep your sense of humor. It's about the only thing that saves you.
As far as this house is concerned, I lost my sense of humor some time ago.
What is this?
Well,
in the powder room.
What? What's the trouble?
Well, you've got the wash basin in the middle of the floor.
Oh, yep, that's another thing.
Work.
The plumber miscalculated. They run the pipes right up through the middle.
Oh, that looks ridiculous.
Yeah, it don't look so good. But to change it means we got to rip out quite a lot. Floorboards, change your piping, and of course that affects the walls. I figured maybe you might like it this way. Well, it's different anyhow. Be easier to get behind it to clean.
Well, I don't like it this way at all. It looks ridiculous.
How could a thing like that happen? Now, how could that happen?
Well, now, that's when I was off sick a couple of days. The plumber, he just misread the blueprints, I guess. You know, one of the things about building a house, you're never quite sure why things go wrong. Mighty funny things happen. You know, a fellow I knew, he built a house, now you won't believe this, a two-story house it was. He got it all built. Never put in a stairway.
No stairway?
No. Family moving in with the furniture when one of the kids says, where's the stairway? Well, everybody was so used to going up and down the ladder, they forgot the stairway.
Well, I certainly hope we don't move in with our furniture and find something horribly wrong like that. It gives me the shivers just thinking about it.
Well, now another funny thing happened once.
Mr. Dibble, your stories are fascinating in a hideous sort of way, but I am interested right now in finding out...
I'm just trying to tell you ain't the only one who's having troubles building a house.
Oh, Mr. Dibble, you've got part of the floor down in the living room. Oh, it looks marvelous. Look, dear. Lovely black walnut floors from Larissa's house. Well, I must say that's one nice thing that turned out nicely. When will you have the rest of the, floorboards put down?
Well, I don't know. That's what I was going to ask you.
Ask us what?
Well, now, that's all the floorboards there was. We did the best we could. I got them down yesterday, but that's all there was. Same thing in your den. You wanted that black walnut paneling in your den. Well, we put up all there was. But half of one wall in there is still pretty bare.
Ooh, wait a minute. Didn't you measure beforehand?
Yes, sir. I told you that on the phone, but you were sort of excited about getting into the house. You kept yelling, get the floors down, get the paneling in.
But,
so as I said before, you're the boss.
What do we do?
Well, the only thing I can suggest, fill in the empty spaces with some other wood and then maybe stain the whole thing.
Stain them? These black walnut floors are priceless. And we paid to have them all redone before they were put in. Well, I want the original wood to show. I don't want a stain number.
Well, best thing is try to find more black walnut boards and paneling. You'll find it easy, but I'll see what I can do. Well, as I said, there's a few of the reasons a house won't be fit to live in by next week.
Oh, really? Where is the door from the dining room to the kitchen?
What? Yes, there shouldn't be a wall there.
Well, there's another reason.
What happened?
Well, now, that's the mason. You see, they go right ahead, you know, without reading the blueprints. Sometimes I don't think they can read them. The door hadn't been cut out there yet, and he plastered right over it.
Oh, really?
That's not so bad. We can fix that. Worst trouble is he plastered right over all the outlets. Now, that's going to be a job.
He plastered over what?
All the electrical outlets. Makes you wonder where the mines are sometimes. Because if this was a young fella, still he ought to know better. No use crying. It won't solve the thing. Now, I'll get the house finished quick as I can. And I'll be a lot better instead of coming out here and getting all upset. You better be thinking about what colors you want things painted. Take out your wallpapers. All that's got to be done, too, before you move in.
Yes, I guess Mr. Dibble is right, dear.
Yep, now you start thinking about the paint and the papers you want. Because if I know women, and I sure do about this, you'll be changing your mind back and forth, and that takes time too, you know. Oh, be some time before this house is ready.
Aw, come on there, pal. Here, have a tomato juice and some potato chips.
Boy, coming home in the car tonight, he was lower than low.
Yeah, I'm okay, Charlie.
Well, come on then. Unwind.
Well, we're sort of upset, Charlie.
Upset? That's hardly the word for it. You should have seen her moping around all day.
I don't know why you're so gloomy. Don't you like staying here with us?
Oh, it isn't that, Charlie. I mean, you just like to get into your own place. And honestly, all the problems in building a house. I mean, you and Madge are just wonderful to be with. And
well, we love having you. And do you know what she did, Charlie? She got the dinner tonight. I told her she didn't have to, but she insisted.
Oh, Kelly, did you do that, honey? What are we having?
Lamb stew, dear.
Oh, boy, that's wonderful.
Isn't it? And what's even more wonderful about lamb stew is that you don't have to eat it right away. I mean, it can simmer on the stove, and the longer it cooks, the better it is.
Well, frankly, Madge, I'm hungry.
Here.
Well,
Here, dear. We do generally eat about six, Madge.
Well, that's your trouble. You don't unwind, pal. Now you tell us your problems, and we're going to sit right here and listen. I mean, after all, what are friends for? And I mean, good old Charlie is going to solve your problems for you.
Either good old Charlie or good old Madge.
Now, wait a minute. You two have got to look at it this way. Everybody has troubles building a house.
Yes, I know, Charlie, but it's so discouraging. Imagine a man just plastering up a whole doorway.
That's pretty funny. Pretty funny.
Yeah, you're not paying the bills.
Oh, you got to keep your sense of humor, pal.
Look, that is the second time I've heard that today, and I just
don't feel like... Charlie's right, and I suppose Mr. Dibble is, too. Because I didn't mention that I've got to decide about paints and wallpapers, too. That has to be done before we can get in. But I know pretty well
paints
what I...
Paints and wallpapers, darling. Mm-hmm. Well, I can certainly help you there.
Oh, well, thanks anyhow, Madge, but I mean,
listen,
I know...
Listen, that's what Madge took up in school. Interior decorating.
Sure, darling, I know colors and wallpapers like the back of my hand.
Well, thank you, Madge, but I do know pretty well what I want.
Dear, what you want and what looks right may be two entirely different things. And supposing you pick the wrong wallpaper, and it looks ghastly. There's nothing you can do. All that money spent, and there you are, living with this monstrosity.
Well, it is hard to tell from a sample of wallpaper.
All right, now listen, you leave it to man.
Mm-hmm.
One thing I'll say about you, old girl, you've got the best taste in the world. I mean, well, look, just look at our living room here. Now, Madge did this all by herself, and all I can say is just look at it.
Yes,
it's lovely.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
It's lovely. Well, all right, now you stop worrying. Tomorrow we'll all drive out to see your house, and I'll tell you exactly what you want to have.
Hey, you're in luck. She used to get paid for doing this.
Oh, darling, from now on, you leave everything to me. The paint, the wallpapers, I will do your house.
Oh, thank you, man.
Yes, thank you, man.
The Couple Next Door is written by Peg Lynch and stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce with Audrey Christie, Don Briggs, and John Shelley, and is produced by Walter Hawk. We invite you to listen tomorrow to The Couple Next Door.